NewsTalk ZB, it is now 16 past 6. Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management is with us. You can go to the milfordasset.com for KiwiSaver and so on and so forth. milfordasset.com. G'day, Brian.
Hi, Larry.
So this is interesting, Brian, because I read your column in the New Zealand Herald on Saturday, and I thought, oh, there's a few things there, points of interest. So let's talk about Sky TV, Vodafone, the Commerce Commission. Why did they turn it down, do you think?
Well, they turned it down because they think that if Vodafone and Sky TV get together, they'll be too powerful in the market vis-a-vis some of their competitors. And they particularly mentioned Two Degrees and Vocus. Now, Vocus is a listed Australian company that's twice the size of Sky TV. And, of course, Two Degrees is effectively listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange these days. So I don't see that the merger of these two companies in New Zealand is going to stop those two companies from actually progressing and making investments in New Zealand.
Right. So the Commerce Commission too concerned about Two Degrees and Vocus, you think?
Yeah, well, they seem to be. And, you know, the thing that disappoints me, say, for example, Vodafone didn't operate in New Zealand and was to make a takeover for a New Zealand company like Sky TV, it probably would be allowed. So we can have situations where somebody doesn't operate in New Zealand, makes a takeover for a New Zealand company, and it's allowed. But if two companies operate within New Zealand, we tend to have a much higher bar in terms of allowing those kind of deals to go through. And it's that kind of thing that disappoints me, because we often then disadvantage New Zealand companies against overseas companies and companies, for example, the two that were mentioned were Vocus and Two Degrees, which are now overseas companies, even though they do operate in New Zealand.
Where do you think it all goes from here then, Brian?
Well, I mean, obviously there's the potential for Sky TV and Vodafone to appeal the decision. Now, they haven't made any announcement whether they'll do that, but it does seem that it's much harder to get things through the Commerce Commission at the moment, and that it would take a very strong case on their behalf, because the Commerce Commission does have some very clear mandates under its act. So it would take a very strong legal case to persuade the courts to reverse the decision the Commerce Commission has already made.
So on the back of the Sky TV Vodafone merger, which was rejected, where do you think NZME Fairfax merger is going?
Well, of course, they made a preliminary decision back in November saying that they didn't approve of it, but they took further submissions, and they're due to make an announcement on or before the 15th of March. So we're talking about 2 weeks away. I mean, I think most people think that the Commission is taking a very hard stance on these type of issues, and it's likely that they'll continue to reject it. So we'll see that one being rejected as well. But one of my arguments will be that, you know, the world has changed dramatically with broadband and the internet, so that companies like NZME and Fairfax are facing huge competition from international broadband type companies, whether it be Facebook or Google or stuff like that. And to me, it just allows those companies a bit of breathing space to survive, rather than putting them in a powerful market position, which is effectively what the Commerce Commission has decided.
What do you think about Southern Cross Media? They're interested in NZME or the radio side of the business. What do you think about that?
Well, they obviously are. I mean, the personal view is that your side of the business, Larry, the radio side, is a strong bit of NZME. The kind of figures that we would do would be that probably the radio assets would be worth about 70% of the total value of NZME. The newspaper and printing assets are worth less. So they have expressed an interest, and it was released to the Stock Exchange in Australia this week. But it would be highly unlikely that NZME, no matter what the outcome of the Commerce Commission decision, would decide just to sell the radio assets, because it appears to me and most people that the future of NZME is an integrated media company, including radio, print together. So if they were to sell off probably the most valuable side, I don't think investors would see NZME on its own just as a printing company would have much to go forward on.
So where do you think NZME goes from here? I mean, we haven't got the decision yet, of course, but where do you...
haven't, but the result was quite good. The result that came out last week and its share price picked up. It picked up before there was an announcement that Southern Cross Media was interested in the radio assets. So it does look like, I mean, particularly compared to Fairfax, Fairfax doesn't seem to be in a good position. It doesn't seem to have a good strategy. But the strategy being adopted by NZME is proving to be to be operating slightly better than was anticipated. So I think that, you know, the reflection of the share price this week that ended ME, that the strategy is adopting to date, looks quite promising, although it does continue to face huge competition in the kind of global world we're living in today.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Brian. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it. That is Brian Gaynor from Milford Asset Management. Go to www.milfordasset.com. It is now 6:21. Now, half of us spend money we don't have and half of us don't.